is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu.
This will truly be the golden age of America.
Former President Trump claiming victory in the presidential race before supporters in West Palm Beach, Florida.
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
ABC News is not yet projecting a winner in the presidential race. Vice President Harris will address her supporters later today. ABC News projects the Republican Party will take control of the Senate next year, although California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff won the race to replace the late Dianne Feinstein in the Senate. Abortion rights amendments passed in Missouri, Colorado, Maryland, and New York. Voters in Nebraska approve more restrictions on abortion. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks looking for answers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Utah Jazz tomorrow night. Both teams off to a slow start, each with just one win and six losses. Head coach Doc Rivers says don't be surprised to see other players in the lineup.
This is the team I think we have. We can't be scared to put different guys in, even try different lineups, because I think we have enough guys that will be able to do that.
College basketball, the Badgers take on Montana State tomorrow night in the Kohl Center. NFL, after 5.5 seasons, the Packers traded linebacker Preston Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It saves Green Bay salary cap money. In return, they'll get a 7th-round pick. Tight end Tucker Kraft on losing to the Lions heading into their bye week.
You know, we're frustrated to be lost games that we think we definitely shouldn't have lost. Coming out of the bye, guys going to get rested up. I think we got to lean on changing our demeanor, playing more smash mouth, really, really forcing the rock. That's going to come to, you know, lining up with precision and executing.
That's the Packers' Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we are back live Wednesday night with Madison-based comedian and writer Mike Mercury. After that, Civic Media's own sports director Jimmy Cuska joins the show for a discussion about athletics.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high back into the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own, Dobie Maxwell, joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood burning computer plugged into the?
You got Amish.
Experience?
Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media